The singularity, the new moon and total eclipse in cardinal fire conjoined Chiron on the 8th of April 2024. As the day of the total eclipse drew near, Little Spirit found herself drawn to the anticipation hanging in the air like a tangible veil. With each passing hour, the sun's steady glow seemed to wane, casting an otherworldly aura upon the world around her. Standing amidst a field of spring's wildflowers, she felt a gentle breeze whisper secrets of the cosmos into her ear, stirring her imagination to life. What if, like the sun, she could be more than just a mere observer of cosmic wonders? What if she could transcend the ordinary and become something extraordinary, a singularity of light, a beacon of brilliance that pierces through the darkness? Tell me of the singularity of light, Little Spirit implored, her voice barely more than a whisper. Closing her eyes, she waits in anticipation for the darkness to settle within her mind's eye. Amidst the velvety blackness, a kaleidoscope of colours dances, painting the canvas of her consciousness with hues of ethereal beauty. Amidst the swirl of colours, a bridge materialises before her, its form shimmering with iridescence, a rainbow bridge stretching across the expanse of her imagination. Each vibrant hue pulses with energy, beckoning her to step forward into the unknown. With a heart brimming with courage, Little Spirit takes a tentative step onto the bridge, feeling the warmth of possibility radiating beneath her feet. She is aware of her presence as Elder Spirit suffuses out of the ethereal susurration. She is formless, yet somehow there, walking in tandem, step by step, as intimately comfortably as a mother who carries her from conception. The singularity of light is a journey of becoming, a convergence of essence and eternity, and a process of awakening, she began, her voice with a melodic cadence that seemed to echo through Little Spirit's heart. It is a journey of the soul towards unity with the divine radiance that permeates all creation. Feeling these words stoking her heart quickening with anticipation, Little Spirit's attention was enraptured. She longed to understand the mysteries that lay at the heart of existence, to grasp the essence of the universe itself. The singularity of light is the recognition that within you lies a spark of divine radiance, a fragment of the cosmic spark waiting to be ignited. Elder Spirit continued, it is the realization that you are not separate from the cosmos, but rather integral parts of its ever-unfolding tapestry. Little Spirit felt a stirring within her soul, a yearning to touch the ineffable truth that lay just beyond her grasp. But how does one become the singularity of light? She asked, her voice trembling with reverence. Elder Spirit's presence brightened, yet her luminosity softened, imbued with a depth of compassion that seemed to encompass all of creation. You become the singularity of light through surrender, she said. It is the surrender of the ego, the shedding of all that obscures the brilliance of the soul. Allowing these words to wash over her like a gentle tide, she felt a profound sense of clarity, as if a veil had been lifted from her consciousness. To become the singularity of light is to become one with the cosmos, Elder Spirit whispered, her voice in sacred hymn that resonated with Little Spirit's very being. It is to embrace the boundless radiance that dwells within and without, and to shine forth with the luminosity of a thousand suns, illuminating the darkness with the brilliance of truth and love. The physical world mirrors the spiritual world, little one. Each event and experience offers you an insight into this path, none more so than the eclipse that you are eagerly anticipating. As the light of the sun is eclipsed by the soothing presence of the moon, so too is the hunger of the ego satisfied by becoming one with the soul. Two become one. Separation is overcome, and unity of the lights of your being enable you to become an embodiment of the singularity of light you seek. With those words, the bridge dissolves back into the veil, her heartbeat racing with excitement and wide eyes fixed upon the darkening sky. She couldn't help but feel a stirring within her soul, an echo of the celestial dance unfolding above. Little Spirit quivered with anticipation of the magic that is to unfold when the sun vanished behind the moon. As the sky darkened and the air grew still, Little Spirit felt a shiver run through her ethereal form. Shadows danced across the landscape, painting the world in hues of indigo and amethyst. With each passing moment, Little Spirit felt a stirring within her essence. It was as if the very fabric of her being was attuned to the cosmic symphony playing out above her. As the moon crept closer inch by inch, she allowed her thoughts to drift into the boundless expanse of the universe. She felt a profound sense of unity with the universe, as if she was merging with the infinite expanse of space itself. And there was a beauty in the stillness, a quietude that whispered of an ancient secrets and untold mysteries. In the moments before totality, she envisioned herself as a radiant singularity of light, her essence merging with the luminous tapestry of the cosmos. With each heartbeat, she felt the pull of destiny beckoning her to embrace her truest form, a beacon of brilliance amidst this celestial symphony. As the eclipse reached its peak, a sense of awe washed over Little Spirit. The world plunged into darkness and silence. She opened her eye to the radiant spectacle unfolding above, knowing deep within her being that she, too, was destined to shine amidst the infinite expanse of the cosmos. She watched in wonder as the sun's corona burst forth in a radiant display of light, casting an otherworldly glow upon the land. A single tear streamed down her cheek from this moment of sublime beauty, serenity, and of perfect unity. The Little Spirit witnessed the singularity within and without. An eternity passed, and yet it was but 4 minutes. As swiftly as it had come, the eclipse began to wane. The sun emerged from behind the moon, bathing the world in its golden light once more. The birds returned to song, and the white noise hustle of the world returned. But for Little Spirit, the experience of the eclipse lingered, etched into her very essence. She carried with her a reminder of the infinite beauty that lay at the heart of the universe. To be a light, soul, spirit have to become one as the distracting noise of the ego is calmed by the embrace of the inner world. Amidst the ebb and flow of life's currents, there exists a struggle unlike any other, the journey to become a singularity of light. It begins with a solitary spark, and a mere flicker in the abyss, yearning to pierce through the shroud of obscurity. Yet, this spark is met with formidable resistance, battling against the gravitational pull of doubt and the dense fog of uncertainty. It must navigate through the tangled webs of fear and insecurity, each thread threatening to snuff out its fragile radiance. But undeterred, it presses on, fueled by an unwavering determination to ignite the universe with its brilliance. And through the trials of adversity and the crucible of transformation, the spark evolves, shedding layers of limitation to emerge as a beacon of pure luminescence. And in that transcendent moment, it transcends its struggle, embodying the very essence of singularity, a radiant testament to the indomitable power of light amidst the vast darkness of existence, a beacon amidst the vast expanse, a testament to the indomitable spirit that resides within your heart. And within you exists an ever-radiant flame. It burns with a ferocious hunger, completely focused on lighting the way and oblivious to what is going on in the world. As that light flickers, the colours are more luminous, illuminating a place where marvels never cease, where miracles and magic abound, and where fascination and enthusiasm breed creation. That place is called Aries, a singularity of spirit also known as cardinal fire, a state of being that unites the co-creative pull of the Piscean crescents into a more focused beam of light. This is the place within you wherein spirit remains embryonic, and wherein you can live without complexity, in a simple honesty and awe. It's a place where you can be truly free to be you, imbued with presence, and where your mind steps out of the way and lets your soul shine through. It is a place of pure being, when you are being you from the core. It is a raw, unhindered expression of being, the you as expressed directly from the source. It is the place of singularity within you. The Aries within you prepares you to witness the transformation of the ordinary to the extraordinary. As you remember what it's like to stand in childlike innocence and awe in the presence of sheer beauty, mystery, and sacramental majesty of the world. Any new moon gives you a chance to take a moment to replenish and renew your emotional body and your heart center with a differing consciousness. This forthcoming Arian new moon, well fabled in myriad articles due to it being a total eclipse, the path of which dissects Mexico and the United States of America, is a pronounced moment that offers you an opportunity to heal the wound to your crown chakra, that energy center whose presence enables you to connect more freely with universal spirit and to become a singularity of light. The unity of the moon and sun during this lunation offers a powerful reminder and testament to the inner process of uniting the ephemeral and liminal visions of a satisfied soul with the hunger and longing to be something or someone. As the distractions abate and 4 minutes of silence beckons, that moment can become a lifetime medicine, lingering as a profound cellular knowingness if you open yourself up to the encounter of the cosmic unity of the lights, enabling you to witness to the profound state of unity consciousness as the lights become one and the true light emerges. I leave you with the words of one born with the lights aligned, Rumi, and his streaming of how this unity feels. Don't be afraid to gaze into the merging of the lights, as countless years of fear of the light encourages you to blind yourself from the true light. The eclipse is more than a curiosity. It is a totem of how to become a singularity of light and to re-enliven the Aries within you. Absorbed in this world, you've made it your burden. Rise above this world. There is another vision. All your life, you've paid attention to your experiences, but never to yourself. Are you searching for your soul? Then come out of your prison. Leave the stream and join the river that flows into the ocean. It will not lead you astray. Let beauty you seek be what you do.